Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Our Cowan Equipment poll question for this hour is out. Who is closer at this point in time, humans landing on Mars or Jimbo Fisher winning another national championship? You can go vote at Next Round Live, at Next Round Live. Some quick responses rolling in. Mark says Jimbo will walk on Mars himself before he wins another national championship. Jeremy says Jimbo Fisher himself has a better chance of landing on Mars than winning another national championship. You can go vote right now at Next Round Live.
All right, Tom Luganville joins us now. He'll have North Carolina and Miami, and he is with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline presented by ATIX, 822-7382, AAATIX.com. Your entry into Bama, Texas A&M this weekend. Get your tickets with ATIX, AAATIX.com, 822-7382. What's up, Lugs?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing awesome. Thanks a lot. I think you heard there a lot of Jimbo Fisher discussion coming up. I mean,
yikes.
Well, yeah, it was a little bit. Our jumping off point was your colleague, Reese Davis, basically yesterday saying that this is the last grasp of saving this season for Jimbo Fisher. I mean, it has been a disappointing season already. If you lose to Alabama, like many experts think you'll lose, it only furthers that disappointment.
Well, it absolutely does. And when you look at the quarterback play right now for Texas A&M, and more importantly, you look at them up front in the offensive line, particularly last week on the road at Mississippi State, how are they going to block Alabama? I mean, I think that is as big a concern as anything else, is how are they going to hold up front? Particularly if they can't stay ahead of the chains on early downs. That would be very, very concerning for me. And, you know, could we be seeing a freshman quarterback in Connor Wigman come into play here for Texas A&M? They've got to get something going. You know, I was asked the question the other day. I've been asked it repeatedly about, you know, this 2022 recruiting class for Texas A&M. And, you know, why aren't we seeing more out of those guys? Why, if you thought that all of these guys out of the 2022 recruiting class were going to come in and just transform the roster as a bunch of 18-year-olds all playing at the same time and displace other people's starting jobs, you're out of your mind. That's not how it works. All right. You've got LT Overton, you've got Shamar Stewart, you basically got Evan Stewart. Those are the three kind of main contributors right now as true freshmen. So thinking that this recruiting class, it was so hyped during the offseason, was going to be the reason that all of a sudden Texas A&M was going to take the next step, that's a conversation you have in 2 to 3 years, not the first year. And so I think it's been a bit overblown what the contribution of that class was going to be. A&M is what they are right now. Regardless of that recruiting class, they're just deficient in many areas. They're not very good up front on the offensive line, as I mentioned, and the quarterback position has not been productive.
You know, if we go back to August and you ask 9 out of 10, or you ask 10 people, 9 out of 10 would have said Texas A&M, second best team in the SEC West. If I asked you that question right now, who is the second best team in the SEC West, do you feel good about an answer?
I feel fairly confident that it's a fair answer to say it's Ole Miss to this point. Then I think there's a discussion between LSU and Mississippi State. I think it's really strong top to bottom. Mississippi State's better than people think they are, man. I'm just telling you. I think they've got a chance to be very, very disruptive. Ole Miss proved an awful lot the other day against Kentucky. I thought that was important. But I would say that Ole Miss has probably earned that. And Lane has done, and his staff have done, such a remarkable job managing the transfer portal and getting the right pieces and not have any of those pieces really miss. You know, you haven't had any significant misses. And it's made a huge difference in their football team, particularly on defense.
Before I ask you my next college football question, you're in Miami, Coral Gables, this week.
Yeah.
For the Miami game. When you travel like this, like, will your feet touch sand? Do you get a brief moment to go out and touch the sand before you come home?
No, probably not, because we generally don't stay anywhere near the coast, right? And then our Fridays are littered with coaches' meetings and production meetings and sometimes a practice if the team practices in the mornings that don't have an awful lot of time for that. Generally, a really good meal on a Thursday and Friday night, broadcast the game, God willing, you can get home on a Saturday night as opposed to a Sunday. This will be my first weekend that that I'll actually get home on Saturday night. It'll be 11:30 at night, but I'll actually be home and not have to broadcast my radio show on Sundays from the road. So I don't see any sand seeping between my toes. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter when you're a college football broadcaster, whether your game's in Starkville, Manhattan, or Miami. It's basically the same trip.
It is. Now, I will say this. When it starts to get around November, December, and maybe we have a game in Salt Lake City, you know, maybe you have a game at BYU or you have a game in Boulder or something like that, maybe you go in an extra day and sneak away and hit the slopes a little bit. You know, I try to do that every now and then.
Yeah, so mountains more important than ocean for Luganville there if you're scoring at home. I wanted to ask you about Georgia. Because I'm driving to the golf course Sunday morning. I've got my coffee, and I'm always listening to you and Barrett, and I'm going down there. I'm real calm. I'd had too much bourbon the night before. I started drinking when Bryce got hurt in the Alabama game and didn't stop. That was a day game. So I drank too much bourbon.
Oh, boy.
So I'd had a runny egg sandwich and bacon on toast as a breakfast, and I'm sipping my coffee, going to the golf course. And here's Luganville on my radio telling me that, Barrett, you can't really consider Georgia a top three team anymore. Did I hear right? Did you say that as I was riding down the road?
I did. You can consider them a top two overall roster, but off of performance, they're not playing that way right now. I don't think that they've learned, and I said this on that show, so I know I'm repeating myself here. They have not dealt as well with success as they need to. Right? I mean, it's so easy to come off of that Auburn-Missouri game. You have your kids sitting in the in the meeting rooms, and you're watching the film, and it's human nature for 18 to 22-year-olds to look at Missouri and not respect them. So what happens when you do that? All of a sudden, you don't prepare the same. You don't focus the same. And now maybe your practice habits have waned a little bit, and you go into the matchup, and you're not as prepared as you should be. That happens. I think that's one of – I've said this to you guys before. I think that's Nick Saban's greatest trait is getting kids to play to a standard when everybody's telling them how good they are. And I think this was a great teaching moment, and they avoided a loss in doing it, but they gave up 22 to Kent State, so they did the same thing with Kent State. Then you have the Missouri game on the road. Missouri is not a very good football team. We know that. And Georgia did not play to their own standard. This is the opportunity for Kirby Smart to say, guys, we're up here. Everybody else has to come up to us, come up to our level. We don't play down here. And I think that's a little bit of what they're going through right now. And it sometimes it's a good thing for you because it gets you refocused. It's just like we said after the Alabama-Texas game. Every time that happens to Alabama, what happens thereafter? It's a boat race of scorched earth because it kind of presses the reset button. That's what Georgia needs to do.
And they get Auburn this week. That's bad news for Auburn fans. ESPN's Tom Luganville with us. If you're headed over to Athens for that game or Tuscaloosa for Bama A&M, your ticket source is ATIX, AAATIX.com, 822-7382. Is their number here in Birmingham, AAATix.com or 822-7382. Luganville on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. Red River this weekend. Looks like maybe Quinn Ewers is coming back, which would be exciting for everybody that is not in Crimson and Cream because that defense, remarkably under Brent Venables, is a complete mess, Luganville.
Funny what happens when you don't have Clemson's players.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Isn't that interesting how that seems to happen? Listen, I think, and my poor broadcast partner, a proud Sooner, Dusty Dvorak, I had to order him some Prozac stat on Saturday afternoon before we broadcasted our game with Florida State and Wake because he can't believe what he's seeing, and neither can I. You know, it's one thing to go out and, you know, make some errors, not play well, this and that, and, you know, you're good enough, you're probably better roster-wise than the other team. You either come out with a way to win it or you get upset. But you don't get absolutely blown out of the stadium, and this is really, really concerning. And to be honest with you, offensively, I don't think Dylan Gabriel's a difference maker, but he's competent and efficient. They don't have him. They're either going to a true freshman in Nick Evers or Davis Bevel, who was the backup at Pitt. And that could get worse before it gets better. But the defensive woes are what concerns me more than anything else. And again, I think it's a lot more about players than it is about coaching. But they look on defense right now the way North Carolina looked the first 4 weeks of the season. Now, Carolina cleaned it up this last week against Virginia Tech, but that's exactly what Oklahoma looks like.
Rockstar very disappointed. He's pulling for them to play General Booty. That is who he wants Oklahoma to play. Rockstar Luganville did not include him in the rundown there.
I want specific booty. I don't need General Booty.
General Booty is good for some folks.
Yeah, that's I need a very people. Specific booty.
That's a good one.
So Luganville, I don't think we've ever seen College Game Day on campus, and it goes straight to a FS1 game, but that's what we've got this week with TCU and Kansas. Both have been impressive. You know, I watched Kansas this past week. They won with defense instead of their offense. TCU is just so explosive under Sonny Dykes. How legitimate are these two teams?
They're both better than people think they are. And the quarterback at TCU, who was a problem the last, you know, year and a half, seems to have kind of come into his own. But the quarterback at Kansas is a dude. If you haven't seen Jalen Daniels yet, you got to watch this kid. He is an absolute nightmare to contend with. And their biggest thing right now, guys, they have confidence. I mean, how far does confidence take you? I mean, it's not like that roster was completely overhauled last season. They're playing with a lot of the same players that they were playing with a year ago. But this is what Lance Leipold does. He's done it everywhere he's been. He's done it with no resources. He's done it with a little bit of resource. He's now doing it with a few more resources, but still not enough. And he's a program transformer. And I think that this will be – because both teams are so confident, and I think Iowa State's been reeling a little bit, this will come down to a game where it's not about the specific plays that are made. It'll be about the mistakes that are avoided. I really believe that. You got to go into this game and you got to limit the errors, because both teams are playing pretty error-free right now.
This is an off-the-wall question. I know you haven't had time to think about it, but Kansas never gets brought up in any big expansion talk between the SEC and the Big Ten, and it's such a great basketball product. Is this a good time for them to have an unbelievable football season, maybe to spark interest from a Big Ten or an SEC?
Without question. And I don't know if you guys are aware, I'm going to ask you this question. Who brings in more total annual revenue in athletics per year in the Big 12, Kansas or Oklahoma State?
Since you asked, I'm going to say Kansas.
Yeah, I'm going to say Kansas, right? Because you asked.
Yeah, I would have said I would have said Oklahoma State if I was playing the game honest.
No doubt.
Absolutely. And so, yes, to answer your question, so attractive on the basketball side. You start fielding a competitive program on the football side, that changes things big time. So, yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. The timing's great. I thought you were going to ask me about my 1991 Freedom Bowl San Diego State Bowl shirt.
Wow.
I mean, have you ever seen one of these? Look at that.
I have not. Is that vintage? I mean,
vintage. That's original.
No, that's original. You got that at the actual game.
Yeah, I was a teenager. I got that. Actually from the equipment.
How many yards did Marshall Faulk have?
Yeah, I can't remember, but they played Tulsa and lost to Tulsa.
They did, yeah. The Tulsa coach was Dave Rader. You remember the former Alabama
offensive coordinator?
It was Dave Rader,
that's right.
Yeah.
TJ Rubley was the quarterback.
I knew it was authentic.
Former Ram, by the way.
Former Ram.
I knew it was authentic because I could actually see chest hair through it. That's a thin material there left on.
There you go, hitting on me again, Jim.
Hey, Tennessee LSU. That was the game I was hoping you were going to be assigned to.
I would have liked that.
Yeah. Is there a chance Tennessee could lose this game outright? Forget 2.5 point spread, any of that stuff. Can Brian Kelly and LSU beat what is one of the better building stories right now in Knoxville, a week ahead of Alabama going up there?
I think anytime you're playing on the road at night in Baton Rouge, you're in danger of losing. Anytime you're playing in that environment, it's so difficult. It's so daunting. Brian Kelly seems to have this team heading in the right direction, cleaning some things up. I kind of like the way they had to win the game last week. You know, his first foray into Jordan-Hare Stadium, very difficult place to play. I look at this game and I'm going to be very curious to see how Tennessee handles LSU's front seven. This will be the best front seven that they've played so far this year. And they're so disruptive. And Tennessee's emphasis is on plays. We got to have plays, 80 plays, 85 plays, 90 plays. But if you get off schedule and all of a sudden you're not dictating terms of the defense because you're struggling to get ahead of the chains on first and second down, Now all of a sudden things slow down, right? You can't go as fast because you're not in rhythm. And generally what happens is teams that can overwhelm you up front are the teams that slow down offenses like this. We've seen it in the college football playoff. We saw it in the BCS. We've seen it versus spread teams playing a team that has an Alabama front or a Clemson front. And man, it's tough to be who you are. So if Tennessee handles that, Tennessee will likely win the game. If they don't, I wouldn't be surprised one bit if LSU wins this game.
All right, you could see Luganbill on that North Carolina-Miami game, and he gets home. So that is a win for Luganbill. We're all very
happy. That's exactly right.
He does not get to see the
beach. Hey, are you guys watching Dahmer?
I just finished it.
Yeah.
How good, right?
Yeah, I told these guys, though, and, you know, I like dark stuff, but, man, it was tough to push through some of those. And, you know, a buddy warned me that
really dark.
The episode 6 where he befriends that one guy, I mean, that is
– yeah.
Boy, it is some tough stuff, man. And I told these guys earlier, if I could go back in time, I'd love to put a bullet in that guy's head in 79. I really would.
Hey, no doubt, man. It's good, though, man. They did a
it is good.
Job.
That guy plays Dahmer way too well.
Oh, so we need to watch this guy, you think?
No.
Oh, dude, the only area they missed is they should have given him blue contact lenses because he looks just like Dahmer. He talks like Dahmer. But Dahmer had blue eyes.
Yeah.
They didn't give him contact lenses. That's
no,
the one thing that would have really put it over the top.
Serious question. Who washed their hair more, Dahmer or Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh, that's a really, really good question. I know who killed more people. As far as we know.
As far as we know. But it's worth the watch if you can stomach something like that 100%.
Oh.
Hey, by the way, guys, before you go, I texted Ryan earlier in the week. I saw Joel Klatt's deal. You guys were talking about the AC joint on his shoulder.
Oh, no.
That was pretty gross. So I've got a popped bicep.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Never got it fixed, huh?
It literally, no, so that snapped from there, and then it rolled down on top of my bike, and it just sits there like a little ball. So
it's like
it looks like I have a dent right there, like point.
It has, looks like a little bit of excess toothpaste in the bottle.
You need to squeeze it up.
And now my right thumb only goes that high, so I can't hitchhike.
Wow.
You know what we've learned this week? This is not the show you want to watch if you want to promote playing football at a young age.
That's right. Yes.
Our ambulance are coming on showing the wounds.
Assume the risk, boys. You assume the risk.
Wait, which one of those injuries tickled more? Which one of those injuries tickled more?
Not the thumb on the helmet. Probably this one. This one was just a pop and a snap and like a euphoria kind of just like went through me. I was like, oh, it actually kind of felt good. And then it was painful for a long period of time. But I just never got it fixed.
Mm. All right, that's ESPN's Tom Luganbill. He'll carry his weirdly formed biceps to North Carolina at Miami, 3 o'clock ESPN 2.
I'm now scared of what Buster Olney is going to show us at the top of the hour. What injury does Buster have?
He probably has a hangnail.
Luke, thank you. Safe travels. We'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, ESPN's Tom Luganbill and the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline presented by ATIX, AAATIX.com. That is the number to call for tickets to Bama, Texas A&M. If you want to hit the road with Auburn in Athens, you can go see those games courtesy of ATIX, AAATIX.com, 822-7382.
Zach says, I love the new segment, Show Me Your Scars.
I mean, who else we have on? I'm trying to run through the...
Furman.
I guarantee you Buster's got one from the farm.
It's a pitchfork accident.
Yes. Wow.
Don't want to say that one, Buster.
All of a sudden, it's becoming like Dr. Pimple Popper, where people are tuning in just to see the...
I bet our man Tyler Watts Friday will have one.
All right. Part of the show as well being brought to you by our friends at the Pants Store, pantsstore.com, the website there. You can order anywhere in America. Follow them on social media to see their newest releases, Pants Store, the Pants Store, and all their social media platforms. You can find locations in person in Crestline, Leeds, Trustville, Tuscaloosa, Huntsville, Hoover, and Auburn. Game day hats, all your Yeti accessories, sunglasses, your polos from Antigua, Taylor and Mick, Johnny O. Gentile, and all the winter wear as well. Specifically designed sportswear for the female in your life. Women's clothing as well. Great game day gear right there at the Pants Store. Crestline, Leeds, Trustville, Tuscaloosa, Huntsville, Hoover, Auburn, or online anywhere in America, pantsstore.com, pantsstore.com. Hal says if we get Alex Smith on the show, he'll beat them all.
That flip-flop commercial is disturbing.
Almost lost his leg, man.
Yeah, so
it's a tough one.
It is a tough one there. All right, more college football when we come up. And one note as we go to break here, Kenny Pickett has now been promoted to the starter officially for the Pittsburgh Steelers going into the weekend.
May as well. They're 1-3.
The time is now for Kenny Pickett to show what he has.
First start at Buffalo, by the way. Woo.
3 interceptions, and now he's playing the Bills.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just the opposite of what Brown said about the interim coach at Auburn to do it going to Georgia. You wouldn't want to do that 20-year-old. Let's throw our freshman, our rookie in. Playing Buffalo.
Yeah, and they asked Mike Tomlin about that, and Tomlin said, look, it's a tough atmosphere. It's a great team. But, you know, this is what this guy's practiced for, and this is what we've prepared him for, and we think he can, you know, do everything that we ask of him. And going back, and I watched a lot of that Jets-Steelers game, you know, the final interception was a Hail Mary.
It's a Hail Mary, and the other one was tipped over the middle.
Yeah, there was
one
tip,
of his receivers,
there was one bad throw.
That's it.
It seemed like the offense was much more comfortable. The moment was not too big for him, like it wasn't for Bailey Zappe. I mean, again, these quarterbacks, man, they're just – a lot of these guys are just ready.
Zappe was the third string to start the year.
Yeah, he would be the second string.
The vast majority of you listening or watching, that's the game you're getting. I just saw the maps. So that's the game you'll get on CBS 42, Pittsburgh at Buffalo.
Largest underdog they've been since?
Since
I have no idea.
Since Neil O'Donnell was the quarterback in 1982.
We weren't alive. 1969.
It's the biggest underdog Pittsburgh has been since 69?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Wow.
The very next year they drafted Terry Bradshaw.
How about that?
Yeah.
Little history from LT right there. LT will also tell you about the great folks at Odie's, right?
Rockstar, it is?
Trivia.
It is Wednesday night. That means it is time for Odie's Team Trivia. Come out, see us tonight. Get there a little early. Enjoy some of that great food from Rodney Davis. Award-winning burgers, the delicious wings, great sandwiches, including my personal favorite, the Diablo sandwich. Enjoy this fall weather. You can sit outside on the patio, ice-cold beer buckets full of the Bud Light. Come in, come see me. Rocky Will Haver tonight. It's Odie's Team Trivia right there at Odie's Tavern, Crestline Village.
Take the next round anywhere you go with official Next Round gear. Buy yours today at nextround.store. Double the fun and more ways to win at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Come play thousands of your favorite games featuring fun bonuses and big jackpots. The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now. We're giving away a Ford Bronco, Jeep Wrangler, and $50,000 cash. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win. Drawings October 21st and 22nd. Come win at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
For more than 40 years, Red Wing Shoes has been helping the hardworking people of Alabama. This is why Red Wing Shoes has created the three-step comfort solution. Step one, a certified fit specialist will use a 3D scan to electronically measure your feet and arches. Step two, the fit specialist helps you get the appropriate footwear for your occupation. Step three, customize your boot or shoe with a Red Wing orthotic. Whether you have a high arch or flat feet, Red Wing has comfort solutions for you. So experience comfort at its best. Visit one of the Red Wing Shoe stores located in Pelham or Trussville.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
All the coaches I talk to believe you win championships in all three phases of the game. And the same is true with my friends at Wayne's with pest protection, termite protection, and lawn care. The website is callwaynes.com. Remember the promo code TNR for big savings. With the cold weather coming, the pests will be trying to break through your defense and come inside. You can save $60 right now off of Smart Pest by using that promo code TNR. So go online to callwaynes.com or call the phone number 866-WAYNES1 and remember the promo code TNR.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round hosts a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation, while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, presented by Redmont Vodka, LT has in-depth conversations with personalities like Clay Travis and Taylor Hicks. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple and Spotify. And remember to like and subscribe.
The Alabama Head Injury Foundation strives to improve the quality of life for survivors of traumatic brain injury and their families. Whether the injury is mild or severe, the life of the injured person and their family is changed forever. The impact can be both emotionally and financially devastating. AHIF will provide information to help the clients and families find programs for unique individuals with traumatic brain injury and spinal cord injuries. Find out how you can help at AHIF.org. That's AHIF.org. Football season is back, and so are tailgates. It's time to win that tailgate with Champy's world-famous fried chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Sterling and his winning team will open up their doors so you can dine in or an easy-to-go pickup when you order at champyschicken.com. At Champy's, you experience Southern staples like chicken on a stick and those Mississippi Delta recipe tamales that are to die for. Hand-cut chicken tenders and a whole lot more right on your way home or to the big game. Highway 119 in Alabaster. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Want more of The Next Round? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
The Next Round store is live and loaded. Check out the latest logo t-shirts and hoodies. Get your favorite team colors, the Next Round flag shirt, or grab the popular Y'all Can Have the Rest t-shirts. Go to nextround.store. That's nextround.store.
With you on the Next Round, before we get on the JohnsonRVCenter.com hotline, you can always call that, by the way, 205-734-0923, 734-0923. We jump on the phones every now and then. I will tell you, our friends at Way to Wellness will help you jump on some health problems. You have an issue with your weight, your blood pressure, cholesterol, anything like that. Leslie and her board-certified team will help you get all that back in check. Lose a few pounds, lower that blood pressure, cholesterol rate, all that. When you eat healthy with our friends at Way to Wellness, I've been using them for years. 45 pounds they helped me lose one time, and more importantly, they helped me lower my numbers on cholesterol and blood pressure to a really good healthy level. I appreciated that so much. Life-changing it was for me. It can be for you, too. It's Way to Wellness. Here's the website, aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com. Go there. You'll find out there are no contracts. There are no sign-up fees, and you get to meet with Leslie and her board-certified team with a free consultation. So no out-of-pocket money before you go there and check them out. It's Way to Wellness, and the website, again, aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com, Way to Wellness, your journey to healthy living. Before we bring Jeff from Aniston on, Forrester has I was talking about getting hacked earlier, and I told everybody but the guy who is into cybersecurity in my life, Tony. Tony, of course, was listening, and he quickly texted me and said, "Hey, I'm listening right now." Mm. There you see it right there at the bottom. I'm watching with a sort of a grimacing face emoji, like he's disappointed in me.
Oh, he should be.
Yeah, right there. So that's
I see that you were talking about this is really bad about Auburn before.
Yeah, he's not happy, man.
Yeah.
Barfield had the ABC backfield, as you point out.
They did, and he goes, "That's true." He was asking if this is – If this is the worst team since Barfield. And I said, well, Barfield had those guys in the backfield there.
Well, they got Tank Bigsby in this backfield.
Yeah, probably should have blurred that the rest of that text message. Yes. Didn't even know what was on there. Forrester.
At least there wasn't one of your crazy emojis, right?
Yeah, one of my crazy emojis. Speaking of crazy, Jeff and Aniston is next with us, 205-734-0923. Jeff, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm Jellico. you know, the other day when I saw Clatt, that looked like he'd had, what is it called, a vestigial twin removed from his shoulder there.
Wow. Oh, the Siamese twin?
Yes.
You know them one that's growing like part of your basket case? Yeah. You know, one of the few things that I think I've done right in my life was I've always tried to be the best dad I could be. And one of the biggest regrets in my life is I haven't done a better job of being a dad. But, you know, Rocky, that's what you got those effed up thoughts coming your way for a while.
Oh, so. I have them every day. And he's 5 months old.
Isn't your son serving in the military?
Yeah, he sure is. He's in Germany right now. He's in the OSI.
I say you did something right there. You raised a kid that's willing to serve his country.
Yeah, he learned from my mistakes. Yeah, he watched me and learned. But, you know, I do it all over again. And, Rocky, I don't guess it's called twerking, but the dry humping and then donkey kicking the Bronco's neck, that might be the best thing ever. That's right up there with the sumo and dancing with Brian Kelly.
You like that move? I went to school for that.
That's a marvelous thing, man.
You could be
a professional dancer.
I'm trying.
And, you know, you haven't lived until you've seen Rex Ryan yodel in Lederhosen.
You know, I've not seen that, but I feel as though I've lived.
Oh, glad this would put you over. That put you at 101, Brown. Better player, Dansby Swanson or Rafael Ramirez?
I would say Dansby Swanson. I don't remember Rafi carrying the bat.
Dansby by far, power wise.
Now was he considered a better defensive shortstop?
No, I think he was in that transition, not to power shortstops, but shortstops you were willing to give up an error or two to have a better bat in the lineup.
Willing to.
Yeah, I mean, but he was in that transition where you're moving away from the Aussies, the Gary Templeton to the Barry Larkin Ramirez angle. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Shakira or Megan Fox in their prime?
Oh, man. You know, I can't get the thumbs out of my head from Megan Fox. It would have been Megan Fox without the thumbs, so I'll go Shakira. And the fact that Shakira's more exotic.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, Lance likes the international ladies.
Shakira's also like 4'11", isn't she?
Is she really?
Hey, I don't
she's fun-sized? Yeah. I did not know that.
I don't mind that at all.
And Dunaway, she's always barefooted almost.
Always. Almost always barefoot, yes.
Small hands.
You know those,
great
those,
feet.
Those ESPN stories that they do, you know, that tear you up, they're well done. But, man, it takes me a while to get pumped back up after them. You know, I'll be all excited game day and crowd going crazy, and then I know why they do it, but it's kind of like having a funeral at halftime to me, you know.
Yeah, but you're right. The Brissy one this past week with his little sister. I mean, it had me in tears as I was sitting there.
Yeah, brutal. And I was really pumped. You know, good day of football, and man, it took me a couple of seconds to get back in the mood. And if y'all noticed, I don't know if y'all ever did it, but ESPN streaks no longer around.
Somebody told me that the other day, or I think I saw it on Twitter, that they finally shut down ESPN streaks, and I used to do it. I had no idea it was even still around. I mean, it's been a long time since I did it.
I've done it for years, and I had over 7,000 guesses on it.
Did you ever win anything?
Oh, Lord, no. Then people get up in the 30s now. You know, when it first started, it was in the 20s. There's something going on with people to get that many in a row.
I agree completely.
Yeah, mathematically, it's just not possible. Yeah. But I haven't even heard of ESPN streaks in years.
Yeah, I didn't know it was still around. I used to play it I remember when it first started getting on board with it, because you think, this would be easy, man. All I got to do is get 20 of these, and I win $1 million. It's easy.
Daniel said it ended on September 30th of this year.
Yeah,
we
sure
the calendar.
Is.
Yeah,
and they didn't give any warning; it just was gone.
It's like Spirit Girl.
Mike Tomlin, I've been saying for years now, it's time for him to go. And Stephen A. Smith, I don't always agree with him, but he agrees with me. He's a Steelers fan. We've been saying for years, it's underachieved, man. He's got to go.
You know,
y'all like him.
I've always said that.
I like Tomlin, but he's a weird case study in the fact that I do think he's probably underachieved a little bit, yet he's never had a losing record, which is hard to do as an NFL coach.
Man, so, that's the franchise there.
Yeah, I mean, the franchise plays a big part in it, and I agree, but somebody's got to be the head coach. But he's just that guy that's trapped in the middle where he never does poorly enough. You're like, you got to fire him. but he's never really reached those high levels that much.
It's just a stale situation.
He's been in two Super Bowls.
1-1 or 1-1?
1-1.
1-1.
And they'll never fire him because they don't fire coaches.
Yeah.
And they sure as hell ain't going to start with him.
Well, I don't know. So Roethlisberger's got two Super Bowl wins, right?
Yeah, he got one with Cowher.
Yeah, first one with Cowher and then with Tomlin.
All right. Most impressive win this year.
In college football?
Yes, I'm sorry, college football.
Oh boy. Last week I would have said Kansas State over Oklahoma. That's gone now.
Yeah. That is a tough question, Jeff.
Is it still Georgia over Oregon?
Maybe.
Although,
you know, if you watch yesterday, I think Oregon loses this weekend, but they haven't lost yet.
Florida over Utah.
That's a tough one. You may be right with Georgia over Oregon.
Florida over Utah may end up being the biggest upset of the year.
Yeah, it might end up being the biggest
game changer.
Playoff changer. Yeah.
Most surprising loss so far.
Maybe Utah at Florida.
in hindsight, maybe not so, but at the time, Appalachian State beating Texas A&M.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, A&M was still, what were they ranked at that time?
Yeah, they were way up. They were still undefeated.
They were a top 10 team, right? Undefeated top 10 team when App State beat them.
Still shocked that UConn beat Fresno State. Not that anyone cares.
No. They beat Utah State, too. They like a drum.
Yeah, UConn. I mean, Jim Moore's done an okay job there at UConn. That's a terrible program, and they're independent. They don't even have a conference to play in.
I would think Mississippi State's kicking themselves on that loss at LSU right now, because where would they be?
Oh, no doubt. Basically, one bad half is what State has had all year. One bad half.
You know, LSU kicking themselves on the loss to Florida State.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, what team is not living up to your expectations the most?
Well, Texas A&M.
So you had high expectations.
Higher than losing to Appalachian.
They are.
Appalachian State almost losing to Arkansas and losing to Mississippi State the way they did, yeah.
I would say BYU a little bit for me.
Yeah, I thought that too.
I really did.
I'm wondering, according to the top 40 poll, who's failed the most. Probably be A&M, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, after the first week, we started painting Florida and Anthony Richardson as a Heisman contender, and they've been very plain since.
They've since lost to Kentucky and almost lost to South Florida.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
But Oklahoma was a top four or five team. We all thought.
I don't even like talking about that.
Yeah, I would say Oklahoma's the one that's disappointing me the most.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed. Most surprising for the good on teams without Kansas in their name.
Illinois.
Bielema is doing a heck of a job. Illinois.
They've got a really good running back. Their defense is playing lockdown. I think Illinois has been a huge surprise.
Texas Tech a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
TCU.
Oh, definitely TCU. Yeah. They're undefeated.
All right, on neutral side, who you have? Clemson, Michigan.
I'll go Clemson.
I will go Clemson.
Yeah, I'd go Clemson.
Me too. USC, Tennessee.
USC.
Tennessee.
USC.
And Ohio State, Georgia.
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 Ohio State.
I don't know. I said that too quick. I might go Ohio State. The way Georgia's playing right now, if they met on a neutral site today.
Travion Henderson's back. When Njigba Smith gets back, I mean, they're not fully healthy, and they're just, I mean, that offense is lights out. Again, that's one of the more surprising, it wasn't a loss, but one of the more surprising performances outside of Georgia at Missouri was Notre Dame, what they were able to do bottling up that Ohio State offense.
Yeah. Weirder dude, Travolta or Tom Cruise?
Ooh. I think I'd go Travolta. Although I've heard both of them are extremely nice people.
Yeah.
You're crazy. It's easy to be nice.
Yeah. I'd probably say...
I think Travolta's got a side that a lot of people don't know about.
I'm going to say Tom Cruise.
Which complicates it.
I think there's so little we know about Tom Cruise.
Yeah, what we don't know about Tom Cruise is pretty scary, too.
Yeah.
But he jumped up on the couch and...
Yeah, but doesn't Tom Cruise have like a he's like got a time set limit for each wife? It's almost been dead on, like 6-year relationships.
It's also I think when she turns 33 or something like that.
Yeah, it's something like that. Travolta's just had a lot of tragedy. He's lost a son. He's lost a wife.
You know, yeah, he has. A pilot can drive a 747.
Tom Cruise is a pilot too, though.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, you're right. Okay, can I do a pick six? Do y'all have time for that?
Go quick.
I hadn't done it the last 2 weeks because I thought y'all kind of did it on Saturdays, but then I've noticed y'all don't do some of the games, and y'all do buy spread sometimes. So these are just straight up Tennessee, LSU.
Tennessee,
LSU.
I've got Tennessee. Utah, UCLA.
Utah,
UCLA.
UCLA.
I have Utah. North Carolina, Miami.
North Carolina.
It's
a tough one, but I'm going to go Miami.
Yeah, where is that game?
It's in Coral Gables.
Yeah, I'll play Miami.
I went Miami. Kansas State, Iowa State.
Kansas State.
Iowa State.
Iowa State with me. BYU, Notre Dame.
That's a tough one, man. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I would have said BYU blows them out, but boy, they have
I'm
not.
I'm going to lean BYU.
I think I will too.
BYU in Vegas, yes.
I went BYU too. And last one, Florida State, North Carolina State.
I'm going to go NC State.
NC State.
I'll go Florida State.
I went NC State. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Jeff. Be good.
JD's up in Huntsville. He's next with us on the JohnsonRVCenter.com hotline, 205-734-0923. JD, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, Brown, you and Dunaway have both been on Hey Coach. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Lance has to.
Yeah, I have to.
Oh, cool. Cool. I didn't know that. Hey, how do they select the person that's going to be on there? How do they, do you know how they go about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's done by Josh Maxson, who basically is Nick Saban's media, you know, I don't know how we would describe Josh. Josh works in the athletic department at Alabama as a sports information department, just kind of handles all the media obligations for Coach Saban. And I've always assumed Josh just picks people that Nick Saban likes to talk to.
Yeah. No, he rotates it around, a local TV guy. And when you have a group that's doing a broadcast of a game, a home game, if he can get somebody from that broadcast crew, like they just had Cole on, Cole Kublik from the SEC Network folks when they had a night SEC Network game. Truthfully, the only time I'm on it, I am sort of their safety net. I can do it at a drop of a hat. I'm here local. If they've got somebody who all of a sudden drops out or for whatever reason, I'm sort of an emergency fill-in guy. So that's how I have popped up there probably once or twice more than some people.
So who do you think they're going to select this week? I know who it will not be. Absolutely will not be.
It'll be somebody from, well, I don't know. It's the CBS crew. You don't think it'll be Jenny Dell is what you're saying.
Not at all.
You might be surprised, though.
Yeah, it could be Jenny
Dell.
That would
be hilarious.
I don't think it'll be Gary. Maybe Brad. Maybe Nessler does it. I don't know.
I could see Brad. I think he's done it before. But Gary, I don't know. I don't see that. I don't think that. Because I think he knows. He's smart enough to know that most fans don't like Gary. They like Brad a little bit better. And if Gary goes in there, it'll be about Gary. You might get some boos. And Saban is not about that. So even Pee-wee might boo Gary. So, hey, LT, who do the Dodgers fear the most, the Mets or the Braves?
Braves.
The Braves,
yeah, just because
you saw what the.
I mean, the Dodgers have so much in that lineup. I know the Mets have got the better staff. Of course, I say that didn't look like it this past weekend. It comes down to what Buster said this past weekend. This was something that happened. You know, the Braves just have more pop in that lineup than the Mets, and that came to fruition against the Mets.
And they got speed at the top of the lineup too. That kind of. That's a pretty good combination, having some power, and then you got some speed when you guys get on. So, okay.
Braves scare me.
It's a crapshoot. We always say this in baseball. I mean, you could have the Phillies or the Cardinals could just all of a sudden start playing out of their mind like the Nationals did that year, and everybody be like, wow, we didn't see that coming.
Yep.
And one last thing, this A&M and Alabama game, do you think, I think you've talked about this before, do you think that Saban, if he gets up, puts one more on there, or do you think he just takes a knee at the end or just starts running the ball in the fourth quarter if they get up, or do you think he's going to be like,
yeah,
you know what, you asked for it and you got it, here it comes.
Yeah, Nick Saban's had a lot of opportunities where I thought, ooh, this might be a game where he runs the score up, and he really never, I've never seen a time where I really thought Saban was actively running the score up. I just don't think that's
because typically what happens is they get up so big at halftime they let off in the second half. And I could see that again this game.
I would tell you nothing is, to me, more demoralizing than when a coach takes his foot off the gas.
Has mercy on you.
Yes. Yeah. That is more demoralizing.
Lane Kiffin against Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Or when the number twos continue to run the score up on you.
Yeah.
That, too, is demoralizing. So either one of those could be
in
play.
I do think he lets his team primarily run the offense when the twos are in there. But I've just never – I can't think of a game where I'm like, oof, Saban. I mean, I'll give you an example. Not that he would have had anything against Gene Chizik, but that 2012 Iron Bowl, it's 42-0 at or 49-0 at the half. And he absolutely let his foot off there.
All right, J.D., thank you for the phone call there as we roll on the JohnsonRVCenter.com hotline 205-734-0923. When we come back, we'll continue our college football conversation to baseball and Buster only at the top of the hour. The show being brought to you in part by the JohnsonRVCenter.com folks. Right up there, two locations, Brownie.
You can find them just off I-65, exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur, and they are clearing out the 2022s right now, making room for the 23s. You looking for a fifth wheel? How about that 2022 Wildcat 302BH? $399 a month with 10% down and approved credit. They've got the Clippers there as well that are great prices. You could see more online, JohnstonRVCenter.com, JohnstonRVCenter.com, or I-65 exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur. It's Johnston RV Center.
Call the next round now at 205-734-0923.
Banking isn't just about your money, it's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. AmFirst was founded for members just like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means services that grow and change with the times to serve you better. Now, every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you, so it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. You can even customize the app, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. That's amfirst.org. America's first federal credit union, federally insured by the NCUA. At ERA King Real Estate, they're empowered by technology and driven by community. They have the most extensive training and the most innovative tools in the business. And they've now opened their 10th office location in Central Alabama. To find your agent in your neighborhood, text the word MOVE, M-O-V-E, to 35620. That's MOVE to 35620. In this crazy market, depend on a neighborhood friend. ERA King Real Estate, growing to serve you.
Hi, I'm Lionel Richie, and I have traveled all over the world, but I consider Tuskegee, Alabama as my home sweet home. I have such a pride in this state, and I know that there's something I need to tell you that's of great importance. Vote. Register to vote and get your voter ID today. It really is easy. Easy like Sunday morning.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
The only place to get the best gear for game day is the Pants Store. Five great locations in Crestline, Leeds, Trustville, Tuscaloosa, and Huntsville. You can also order at pantsstore.com and follow the Pants Store on social media. Game day hats, all your Yeti accessories, sunglasses, and game day polos from Antigua, Taylor and Mick, Johnny O, and Gentil. And guys, trust me, this is where your daughters and wife want to shop because of all the in-style fashions made especially for them. It's the Pants Store, Crestline, Leeds, Trustville, Tuscaloosa, Huntsville, and coming soon to Hoover and Auburn.
For more than 40 years, Red Wing Shoes has been helping the hardworking people of Alabama. This is why Red Wing Shoes has created the three-step comfort solution. Step one, a certified fit specialist will use a 3D scan to electronically measure your feet and arches. Step two, the fit specialist helps you get the appropriate footwear for your occupation. Step three, customize your boot or shoe with a Red Wing orthotic. Whether you have a high arch or flat feet, Red Wing has comfort solutions for you. So experience comfort at its best. Visit one of the Red Wing Shoe stores located in Pelham or Trussville.
Hi, this is Alex Durant from the Better Business Bureau. Does your business believe in ethics? Is your business trustworthy? Do you hold your business to the highest standards? Does customer service reign supreme? After you've answered yes to all these questions, answer this. Are you BBB accredited? If not, why aren't you? BBB is a community of ethical, like-minded businesses and brands that believe ethics and values like trustworthiness play a vital role in the marketplace and in the success of their business. BBB accredited businesses voluntarily hold themselves to a higher standard, in turn making their communities a better place to live and work. The BBB torch was lit over 100 years ago by business owners like yourself to protect the public from the impact of fraud in the marketplace. Today, the torch is carried by businesses large and small who all believe that better businesses make better communities. Apply for BBB accreditation today by calling 205-558-2201. Mention promo code BETTERBIZ for a special offer for Next Round listeners and earn your sign of a better business.
Part of the show, Rockstar's View and Menu, always brought to you by our friends at New Life Art.
Hey, and their week special this week for Texas A&M. Get a free unframed Leap of Faith 8x10 collegiate classic print with any $50 purchase in Leap of Faith by Daniel A. Moore. Alabama's award-winning Jonathan Allen flies over Texas A&M's blocking back Trevion Williams to sack Trevor Knight in that 2016 matchup, which Alabama won 33-14. No code needed. Item will automatically appear in your cart after $50 has been added. The offer ends 10/9/22. Shop now. Go to DanielMooreArt.com.
You got a few things tonight. Netflix, there's a new movie called Mr. Harrington's Phone. It's based off a short story from Stephen King. When Mr. Harrington dies, the teen who befriended him and did odd jobs for him puts his smartphone in his pocket before the burial, and when the lonely youth leaves his dead friend a message, he is shocked to get a return text.
Oh, he's not really dead.
Or he's probably
dead. It's just the
speaking behind the grave.
Yeah.
Help! I can't. It's hard as hell to breathe in here. It's
really so claustrophobic.
Yeah. And then you guys, 9 p.m. on USA. This was a Peacock original. I thought you guys. I think Lance watched it. Dr. Death.
I did. It was very good.
I listened to the actual podcast it's based off of, and it was fascinating.
Okay. I read the book.
Well, they're putting it on USA, the premiere of season one, episode one. I don't know why. So I think they're moving. I guess it's such a successful Peacock thing. Like, we got nothing on USA right now. Can we just put it on there?
I'm telling you, it's well worth the watch. The guy that played Dawson's Creek, Joshua Jackson, I don't know who he played. But he was one of the main guys in Dawson's Creek, which I know you watched.
I did. Yeah.
He was really good as
Dr.
He's
also in The Affair, isn't he? In that show on Showtime?
I don't know.
He was in the one with Nicole Kidman. He was married to Reese Witherspoon. Big Little Lies or something like that.
Yeah.
And then also...
Pacey.
Yeah. 8 p.m. on CBS, one that Lance will not shut up about being excited about. The Real Love Boat premieres tonight. Yeah. The real one.
The trailers, which were forced to watch during CBS NFL games, and yeah. I guess maybe they played some during 2:30.
It's just a dating show. It's not going to be a scripted
show.
On
a boat.
It's a dating show on a boat. Yeah.
But it's real. It's got it in the title.
Yeah, it's The Real Love Boat.
It looks awful.
The dating show. Yeah. All right, that's what Rockstar is watching tonight. Part of our show today being brought to you as well by our friends at Alabama Power. They will keep you connected and a lot more, Brownie.
Absolutely. Timely communication, more important today than ever before. Alabama Power wants you to know you got a lot of options beyond just phone or mail. They offer a lot of options for you to receive account information, like paperless billing, where you can receive your bill via email each month. For more information, visit alabamapower.com/myaccount. That's alabamapower.com/myaccount.
He said what? Says, first I've heard anybody say they've read the book. Way to go, Jim. No, I was being, it's a modern day version of I read the book when he saw the show, and then this one says, oh, I listened to the podcast before it was a show.
Yeah, I was super flexing right
that
there.
That was the modern day version of, right. Oh, I read the book.
Yeah, and the book's always better, right?
Yeah, the podcast, I'm sure, is better than the scripted show.
We did have the real people on it, Jim.
A debatable question is, if I got, say, Stephen King's The Stand on tape and listened to it in my car on a road trip, can I say that I read the book?
I heard the book.
It's a book on tape. I'm going to allow that.
Okay. I'm just curious if he's like, I read a lot of books on tape.
Brown says, I'm going to allow that.
How long would that take?
It'd be a long, long, long trip.
Yep. I mean, how many pages is The Stand?
1,200, I think. Oof. 1,100. It's a good book.
Good book. Long drive for you. Yes. Books on tape make me fall asleep.
I don't listen. I'm just saying when people say I read the book. But
does that count? You can't book on tape. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. One college football note about the Tennessee-LSU game. LSU players are telling the media this week that Jaden Daniels called a players-only meeting with the receivers, just the quarterback and the receivers.
Kishon Boutte didn't attend.
He dropped the invitation. I don't know. He showed up, and they sort of were working out trust issues with each other. And so they're trying to get ready for what could be a high-scoring affair with Tennessee and LSU. LSU hopes it's not, if they're going to win the game.
You know, I haven't seen that side of LSU's offense yet. LSU's playing more towards their defense, trying to establish that run.
We got to go to break here, but tell me quickly, number that LSU would have to score to beat Tennessee, you think? Minimum number LSU has to score to win this game?
27.
That's a hell of a day of defense for LSU if they hold Tennessee to 27.
It's going to be a lot harder on Tennessee on the road with that offense. I mean, it's hard to travel that.
11 a.m., not at night like Luganville thought. Everyone always assumes big game, it's at night. Not this time, 11 a.m. straight out of game day. Buster only coming up on the other side here. The lock every day. LT will send one out, brought to you by our friends at Hemp Hill Services. They want to make sure all your plumbing and heating and your cooling are running right year-round. Make sure you stay tuned in with our friends at Hemp Hill. That's Adam, Chad, and the team that's been fixing it right the first time and fixing it at a fair price since 1954. You can call them up right now. Hemp Hill Services, 205-229-2090, 229-2090, or just remember the name Hemp Hill.
Everything Next Round is on demand now in the podcast section at nextroundlive.com.